Welcome to the Undivided Podcast with Dr. Chris Crane. Dr. Crane is the Executive Director of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. The BMBA exists with the mission to encourage, equip, and engage the community for the glory of God.
Welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris Crane. It's a pleasure to have you listening with us today. And I have the opportunity to talk with Chris Harrelson, one of our pastors. Actually, I believe, Chris, Mount Hebron is one of the oldest churches in the state. You guys have celebrated 200 years, isn't that right?
Yes, yeah. We're now 203.
Wow.
203 years old. I think Canaan is like a year older than us, Canaan Baptist.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, we're both founded by the same guy.
Who was that, by the way?
Hosea.
Holcomb. Oh, yeah. So he's kind of a legend here in Alabama and in other places as
exactly.
well.
Exactly.
Well, Chris, thank you for being here with us today. Chris not only pastors a church, but God has led him to a special ministry that transcends any church or denomination called Toes on the Go. And I was intrigued by this, and I looked through what God has led you to do, and I thought it would be important for all of our listeners to hear about this. So what is Toes on the Go?
Thank you. Yeah, Toes on the Go is a ministry of Everyday Grace Ministries. And what one in three kids in America today are in impoverished situations, and shoes is evidence. And so I've been in the shoe business. I was in the shoe business for 15 years. As being a pastor, my vocation was selling shoes. And I always would fit children and meet needs of people outside of my work. And over the years, I just saw through time how that just lit their faces up and made them excited and gave them hope. And you're sharing love and you're giving and building hope in a life of a child through giving a pair of shoes. And so I had my own store, and out of my own store, I used to operate this ministry. Then we had to close the store down, and many years later, brought it back after COVID. And now we have Toes on the Go, and we just go in and we measure these children and give them a free pair of shoes, a pair of socks, and then a little encouragement card that says that God loves you.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Sounds simple,
yeah.
But on the same hand, I think a lot of listening audience out there may not understand just how important a decent pair of shoes it would be for a child, not only just to have that, to be able to walk and do life, but also it's sort of a, you know, I don't know how to say this. It's a status symbol maybe, or it's just a, you know, it's just a mark of your style, your personal expression. Is that true, Chris?
It is. I mean, shoes are everything. I mean, first of all, a lot of these children, they'll have holes in their shoes, or they're wearing like sandals in the wintertime because they don't have shoes, or the families cannot afford shoes. And so it is a self-esteem issue when you can see other kids in your class have a new pair of shoes and you got something ratty and ugly and smelly and so on. It affects you behaviorally and emotionally and so on. And we have found that when kids get a new pair of shoes, it totally changes their life, gives them esteem. It makes them feel important that, hey, I got a Nike. Hey, I got a New Balance, just like you. And so that's one thing. But the other thing is that we don't want to give old shoes, because those old shoes have been shaped according to the foot of the previous owner. And that messes up a child's feet, because your feet are the gateway to the rest of your body. You need good shoes in the development. As you're developing and growing, you need good shoes. And so getting a brand new pair of shoes, that's your shoe that is going to shape to your feet.
I find that to be true. And just back to that self-esteem issue, this is being recorded in January of 2023. And I was listening yesterday to the news that the publication or the catalog for East Bay is no longer going to be printed and distributed. I remember back in the 80s and the 90s, I believe, looking through that catalog and just dreaming over these shoes. And I heard about many athletes, they just live for the shoes. And so you really, when you give a child a pair of great tennis shoes, it's momentous. I mean, it's a big deal for them.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, that's what, when we did an event back in November, a child, he said to me, he goes, I want a blue pair of shoes. And I said, okay. And we measured his foot. And I said, well, I think you're in luck. We have your size and we have a blue pair of shoes. And when he opened up that box and saw that blue pair of shoes, his eyes just lit up and he started doing a happy dance because he wanted a blue pair of shoes and he got that. And so putting that on his feet, just watching him dance and everybody else in the room. But that particular day when we did this event, just seeing the kids say thank you, their faces lit up, they got a new pair of shoes, you know, the paint building, the facility thanking us and so on. It does change, you know, your life as you know that you're building hope in someone else. You're sharing God's love.
And we appreciate that very much. I saw recently where you had partnered with Head Start in Jefferson County.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, we have partnered with Head Start. They have facilities all over Jefferson County, and they have nearly 600 children. And we did this first one in Leeds, and because of that and went well, they love for us to do this for all of their places in Jefferson County. So we're out trying to raise up about 600 pairs of shoes. So, but that's the starting point is raising up. And we're hoping that and praying that this is an ongoing thing, that it's not just a back to school or a Christmas, that this is an ongoing ministry, that we're always able to supply shoes for children in need.
I love this. And we at the BNBA, we want to do whatever we can to partner with you, Chris. And so I just have to ask, does Debbie let you store all the shoes in the house? Or do you have a place you work out of?
Right now I'm working out of my church office.
I love it.
You walk into my church office and you see shoes up on a table. And that's for right now. Until we get more and more shoes, then yes, eventually we'll have to. You know, we have a spare bedroom, I guess, or a garage. I'm not sure just yet, but.
Well, I always love to walk into a shoe store, and you have that smell of.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so you get to experience that every day.
Experience it every day. Yes, when I had my store, that was the nice thing. You'd walk in and smell all the shoes and, you know, all the other things that were there.
Well, I'm intrigued at how churches or mission groups or even Sunday school classes, some of our churches have Sunday school classes that are big as churches. How would a group get involved with Toes on the Go?
Yeah, they can check out our website, everyday-grace.org, and that's where you can find all the information. Or you can just personally contact me, 205-873-9777. That's my cell number, so you can send me a text, a phone call, 205-873-9777. And I'll be happy to talk with you and let you know what our needs are, our sizes that we need. You can, there's two ways. You can either, you know, have your Sunday school class just raise up money, and then I'll be happy to go out and purchase these shoes because I have, you know, networks and contacts in this world of footwear. And at the same time, or you can just have a shoe drive yourself, and your Sunday school class can, you know, this month, this is our project, is going to be collecting shoes, and you collect whatever you collect and give to us, and we, you know, put them on children's feet. So either two ways. Money or the actual shoe.
That's amazing. And when a church needs guidance, Toes on the Go will give you that guidance to do that well. Yeah. And I've enjoyed working with you, Chris, over the years. I had a closing question. I understand that you guys do this locally, and that really impresses me because we're always looking for ways to impact Birmingham, Jefferson County, even surrounding counties, even the state. Has God given you a vision to share this Toes on the Go beyond the borders of Birmingham and Jefferson County?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, what I vision is being able to create a warehouse of shoes that we'd be able to help people, not just on in Birmingham, but in St. Clair, Shelby, Blount, Walker, and all the way down even into the Perry and, you know, Greene counties as well, the central Alabama. But I'm not keeping it just there. People out of state, I'll teach you and show you how to do this ministry. You know, I'm not having a, controlling, you know,
sure.
This is a, you know, something that a vision that God has given about, you know, sharing love and building hope in children's lives. And if somebody out of state wants to do this ministry, I'll be happy to spend time and to share. And so, but yeah, right now it's just in Jefferson County. And then eventually like to spread to other counties. Because there are, I mean, where my church is we kind of border Shelby and St. Clair and Jefferson. And I know all those needs in those counties as well. So, but right now we're starting with Head Start. that's our starting point, and just trying to build up an inventory, and then hopefully we can begin to expand from there.
Well, our prayers go with you, Chris, and with your wife, Debbie, as you take this vision and move forward with it. And would it be okay if I prayed for Toes on the Go and for you?
Sure, please.
God, I thank you so much for Chris, and not only for his business skills, but his ministry. And he expresses that in so many ways. And thank you for this vision to reach children with the love of Jesus Christ through a pair of shoes. And that is something that I think all of us can appreciate and understand, how just a pair of shoes can begin a conversation about Christ. So I pray that you would give Chris the resources he needs, that you would open the hearts and minds of our listeners out there about Toes on the Go, and that this would be just the starting point of something great. So thank you, Lord, for this time and for making us aware of what you're doing through Chris and Toes on the Go. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Undivided Podcast, Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. Thank you for listening to Undivided, a podcast of the Birmingham Metro Baptist Association. For more information on the association and to sign up for our newsletter, please visit bmbaonline.org as we seek to encourage, engage, and equip others in the Great Commission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.